So please, as you are going to fast, tell it the inside song, because I'm going to pass my master. It is not easy. Look, whenever I remember, my spark is shaking. When Peter was posted, I was right. We were posting a thing, and one person, people were thanking him. We are only thanking him. Because we're reverend. You understand? Because it's not simple. No person has never been easy. If I ask women who give birth, even those who give birth to about 10 children, every child labor is painful. You will never say, because I've given birth to 10 children, no. This one will be easy. It will never be easy. I'm telling you. And pastors like that, you talk, you, I don't know who enjoy pastor. That one, maybe you have to lay hands on us. Maybe I don't enjoy pastor, I won't lie to you. But I have to do it every week. You understand? I pastored that, and one of my seniors asked me, ah, but they were going to but why? Are you bleeding? Are you meditating or what? Don't you see my brother, like he's polar. I get in the point. Yeah, we must survive. You know, so please, this is what you are going to do. I'm encouraging everybody to participate, except those who are pregnant. As doctors do that's true, isn't it? If you have all your breastfeeding, you can do half a day. But if you are not pregnant, please try and do so. If you are diabetic patient, don't do it, isn't it? And then, as we do one day, and we said that we are praying, watch and pray, isn't it? So the emphasis is on the prayer, not yet the hunger strike. So every day, 3 hours, isn't it? Yeah, 3 hours. And then the day you were born, you do 3 extra hours, isn't it? So I was born on Wednesday, you understand? So every day I will do my 3 hours. But on the Wednesday, I will do my normal 3 hours plus 3 extra hours. That I was thinking how I was going to do it. How is it? Am I going to fix this 6 hours in my day? You understand? But this is what Bishop has asked us to do. The Holy Ghost, through our Bishop, has told us that channel we are fasting for 21 days. Amen. Amen. The same way he has told us that today, this year, is the year of what? Loving the Lord. You understand? God told Chris a different story. God told Archbishop a different story, because the breast milk of Archbishop is for his children. You understand? So I have to focus on what is on my plate. And listen to what God has given to my papa for me. And stop looking at what Pastor Chris said and what Archbishop said. Oh, I think Archbishop on his powerful. Wow. My bishop says, this year is the year of what? Last year was the year of what? Serving the Lord. Let's say we are still serving the Lord. So we are adding. I get the point. What we are doing, in addition to what? Loving the Lord. Hallelujah. Then if you talk about that, you pay that one, you stop talking about it, you stop paying that. When you talk about time, it will be time. When you stop now, you just go and run past the end. So please, Apostle Paul says, add. Is it no, Peter? He says, add. He says, let us add to our faith virtue. Add our virtue temperance. Add our temperance this. So we keep adding. So if we are preaching something and we speak something else, we are not saying what we are preaching now is over. No, we are adding. Are you getting the point? And I bring that after this 21 fast. We are forgetting how many hours, 70 hours. So everybody 70 hours. So by the 70 hours, if by the 21 days we have not over 70 hours, then Pastor, but look for ways and means of finish it. Out of 70 hours. That means we have arrears. And we have to find the ways and means of fast and add it. And make sure you get your 70 hours later. Because there's a reason why the Holy Ghost told Bishop, we should make 70 hours. Hallelujah. Amen. Not 69. Are you getting the point? Yeah. He said, why God said we should pay tithe 10%. Not 9% or 8%. He said 10%. You can't challenge it. So as obedient children, we have to listen and obey. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And in addition to that, every week we also go to memorize our verse, isn't it? So this week verse is Matthew 6, the present it. Can you put it there and let's all copy it? As we go home, we'll memorize it. For this week, we'll think about it, we'll meditate about it. So we'll put it there not for memorizing but also for meditating. So shall we all go? 1, 2. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Let's go again. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Now close your Bible. Close your Bible, your WhatsApp. If you are a church, don't do WhatsApp. Don't Facebook, don't do WhatsApp. But you do as if you are attacking. You are WhatsApp. No, you see, it doesn't show respect. Not to me, but to God. What he wants to say, you are WhatsApp. WhatsApp with your friends. Hello. Last week one was Matthew 5:16. Please quote it. King James Version. Come on back, Papa. Come on back. King James Version. Don't open your Bible. Hey, my friend, where are you? Close your
Bible. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good work and glorify your Father.
No, close it well again. Hold on. Yes, Matthew 5:16.
Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good work.
Not so that they may.
That they may.
It's what you know. You are not to paraphrase it. Say it again.
Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Bam. Senior. When you are ready to move to your foot on the feet at the last, while you are in front, you must always be ready. Let's Matthew 5:16.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before me that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16.
Hallelujah. So next week we are going to put this one to Matthew 6:33. Hallelujah. So every week we are going to learn scriptures, isn't it? Every week we are going to put the scripture there, even on the WhatsApp page. Just memorize, meditate, think about it the week so that it will be for you. You understand? I believe God is going to bless us in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then also, we are also going to do this book, Demons and How to Deal with Them. Demons, as you fast and as you pray, we are going to do this book, Demons and How to Deal with Them. But the bishop has given us some and he has reduced it. The original price is how much? 15 Ghana. But bishop says we should try as much as possible. What? So, the money is ready. You can pick it right now. It's a no limit, no credit. Charles is here. If you want one, just raise your hand. And you will do, please help. Sorry. If you want one, raise your hand. Cash now. This is. Amen. So we are going to fast and pray and break demons, hallelujah, in our lives, on our finances, in our marriages, in our character, in every department of our life. We are going to work, we are going to fast and pray against demons, hallelujah. We are going to teach. Bible said that, you see, some of the things you don't need to pray. Bible said that, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So even as you know the truth, you are delivered. I get in the point. Oh, I get in the point. Even as you know the truth, you are what? You are delivered. It's like a villager who was buying shoe. When you buy the shoe, you pay for this and you pay for this. Yeah, when I went, when the villagers come to town, the town people know their villages. I mean, by the virtue of their address, you know who is their villages. When the ladies, they are left take the type of places they need. Now this is the one they come up high. They are left take and then they will put some here. They will put some here. Left take will put some here and put some here and put the dots here. And then black. I get it. And the way they walk and the way they just allow this guy here. And when they buy the shoe, they will pay for this and they will pay for this. But they are believers. But what they don't know is the ignorance. Ignorance is a disease. It's one of the deadly sickness in the Christian law. Those who are, we should put a book about ignorance, those who are ignorant. Because of ignorance, we get entangled in so many troubles. Because we don't know. I'm telling you, because we are so ignorant about so many things in life, we get ourselves entangled in so many things. But when this book comes, you know that, Charlie, if you can buy shoe, you don't pay for the shoe, you pay for one and you give the shoe. Then people should stop teaching them. Yeah, because they are doing the truth. I get to the point. In the same way, Jesus says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Shall make you free. Ha. So even as you teach it, you know, you know, all this thing, that is it, end it. It is over. And it should be over in the name of Jesus. Amen. We are going to take our time, read it as you are in the house, in your office, as you are praying your 3 hours, read it, and begin to work on it in the name of Jesus. Because God has given us the power over unclean spirit. Hallelujah. He has given power, every Christian has given the power over unclean spirit, and we have to cast them out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Alright. Any question about the fasting? Any question about the fasting? Or any contribution, maybe we have a better way of solving it. And then every Friday we have all night. There will be all night every Friday. So it means that Friday morning, do your 3 hours. We come for the all night, 10 to 6 and 4 in the morning. So that Saturday morning, don't do your 3 hours. You understand? And then Sunday, do your 2 hours in the morning. And after church, right after church, we do 1 hour and go home. Is it powerful? So every Friday, so you go to do more than 70 hours. And it's a plus, isn't it? Yeah, so we do church. Unless, I've been asking any plan for here from our middle point, from our reverend door. Any plan?
Because reverend door was saying the church will be open. Starting tomorrow, the church will be open throughout the day. So from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, there's going to be prayer. So they want to make it flexible so that everybody can attend at that time, and then you can break the fast and prayer. And then also from 2 to 5 p.m. will also be open. So it means after 12, there will not be any prayer session. But from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. there will also be another prayer session. And then the rest will be done at our various branches. So we can do our 2 hours prayers and then come and meet here and then just do 1 hour and then we can go. So we think from we were suggesting 6 to 7. Here. It's just suggesting a
moment. If you finish for 3 hours, you can eat. I get to the point. But in the 3 hours, you can fire. But I remember God says the place will be open. So, in case you couldn't do your 2 hours or 3 hours in a day, just try and look for some brief time and then go and fire your 2 hours or your 3 hours. You understand? Yeah. And then that will be fine. But every if you are going to be for 1 hour here and pray, isn't that the Lord going to say every evening from 6 to 7? We'll meet here and pray. If you want this service, we'll just meet, pray an hour, and then do our service, and our service, and then go home. Isn't it? Yeah. Yes.
You know, some people just came to church today. I don't know whether you revisit so that they will know everything about the fasting.
Yeah, it's true. I've seen some new faces. After some. You know what? I think, but today, tomorrow, some people believe it. Can you imagine that? Church is amazing. The Christmas, they left us. We enjoyed ourselves. Some left, some came. And after the Christmas, some also have to go. Because some are in school, isn't it? So some are gone, or some will go, or some have also come. Some are still yet to come. Amen. So we want to welcome all of you. We want to wish you. Hey, is that my Salva? Hey, what a shock. Ages. It's been long. Hallelujah. So, I want to welcome all of you. And also, the fasting is annual. Every year we fast. I get to the point. And as a church, we are expecting to make 3 hours of the fasting. I get to the point. So it means that if you are fasting from 6 to 6, but if you are able to do your 3 hours, you can eat. If you still think that, no, let me continue with the fast. Charlie, why not? I get to the point. But if after 3 hours and you are born on Monday, on that day, on the Monday, you know, you will do your 3 hours, your normal 3 hours, plus another 3 hours on that day. Do you understand? So your Monday one, if that every Monday for the 21 days, so you do 6 hours every Monday, isn't it? Exactly. Yes. Every day, 3 hours. Monday to Monday, 3 hours for 21 days from tomorrow up to 31st, isn't it? I get to the point. And then also, my doctor's advice, as we said earlier, if you are pregnant, you don't have to do it. You understand? If you are breastfeeding, you can do some happy. Is that okay? And then if you are ulcer or diabetic patient, we don't be advised you to do it. But you must still do your 3 hours. So if you're a diabetic patient, you are also or whatever patient, there is no you pass fine, no problem. But you must do your 3 hours. Do you understand? Oh, do you understand?
Yes.
Yes. So we expect that at the end of the fast, you might have done 70 hours or more. Is that okay? So please, let's try and do some. Do you understand? 70 hours or more. And then the fasting is dry. You can say dry, you can drink water alongside. But don't eat food. Don't add drinks. No zombie, no lights. Yeah, some people will say, we are hungry. Let's eat small and control the fast. You can imagine the cake and make it thick. You can imagine the cake and make it light is better. But don't make it thick. And then the whole thing now becomes a way. Understand? So we are expecting that. Just support. I can never. If really you are really deep and you live in prayer, because the thing is fasting and prayer. So that we fast that you are so weak and you pray. You understand? So get energy by drinking some, on and here. So fight. No, 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 carry on. So get energy because when you fast and then you are quickly pray. You understand? And then the exercise of the fasting is not there. So it's prayer, fasting and prayer. You are killing the desire, you are killing the body of so many things and possibly you are praying at the same time. You understand? So please get something that is something you know. Get something that is going to help you stay awake and pray. Are you getting a point? That book is okay, isn't it? Mot, what do you mean? Add water. This is okay. You see, the essence is not to make you full, to get energy to pray, that's all. So don't try and spoil it. Yeah, look.
Well, I think the easiest would be just take.
Mike.
Maybe you can just take about a spoon of sugar. You put it in a glass of water and then you drink.
Yes.
It's appropriate.
How often should we drink it?
Oh. Since you are just looking for energy
to pray,
can maybe drink once or twice.
So don't take advantage of me drinking it. Just I won't be sugar, put the sugar, I won't cook. No, don't do that. You see, have a good mind and have a good heart. You understand? As a pastor, you are trying to stay away from prayer. So do something that is going to help you pray. Alright, so please, tomorrow we are starting 3 hours. Amen. Remember, the office will be open, the church will be open. If the day wouldn't be your 3 hours in the morning, you can pass by and finish it up. Our church every evening, 1 hour, 6 to 7. Amen. If you have not preached for 3 hours, you can't eat. You understand? So try and finish it. Because if you are able to finish after 6, hey, you have to finish your 3 hours around 6 to 9 before you eat. Hey. I don't envy you at all. So please try and make time. Because there's no time, but make time. I get your point. Make time to pray. Hallelujah. You can take the time off and go home or in your office, lock yourself somewhere and just do something. You understand? And pray. And I believe that God is going to bless us. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Alright, so I want to start from the book Demons and How with them. We want to pause on the offense, second stage of disloyalty a bit, and then we'll go on this book. After the first time, we'll revisit the disloyalty stages on the second stage of offense, and then we'll go to the nitty gritties of what we have to learn more over there. Amen. Okay, let's take a scripture from Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Father, we pray and ask for your presence. Holy Spirit, come and guide us. Bring us to teach. Let every heart be open. Give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. We pray, help us to understand your word. Guide and guide our hearts to love you. Guide our hearts to follow you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Alright. So Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 20. Okay, so let's read. And it came to pass, and they came over onto the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately they met him out of the tomb of a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Can you imagine that? Verse 4, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him. Have you seen it? And the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Verse 5. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send him them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh that we close by unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devil besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, that means pigs, plenty of pigs, they were eating around. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. People don't eat pork because of this. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell, or how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and have compassion on thee." And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Decapolis means 10 regions, deca, decimal, 10. And so the man became an evangelist in the area, preaching the gospel. And Bible history tells us that many people became born again, and many people believe because of this madman. Hallelujah. There are a lot of things we can learn from here. Amen. But let's just go straight to what Bishop is giving us, Philippians 2:7. You are supposed to read it, you are supposed to study it, and let you know how demons work. Hallelujah. And the reason why we are studying this is to help us to know if you see any demonic activity in your life. You see, some of the things that go on in our lives, you know, sometimes we say they are familiar. Familiar means that we think that we because it's in our family. I get to the point. We also have the same thing. I get to the point. Yeah, so we don't even see that some of these things are demonic beasts. I get to the point. Some also we hide behind temperament and say, "Oh, it is temperament. That is how the person is." You understand? Aha. By nature, he's cool and quiet. But the truth is that some cool and quiet may be demonic influence. I get to the point. Yeah. And then some violent, like choleric and sanguine. You understand? Some demons may ride on the back of the, those chemicals that make the choleric very aggressive. So you think he's being choleric, but the truth is that demons are inside. Hallelujah. So studying this book is really going to help us to understand and appreciate how demons work. Are you getting the point? And how we can diagnose it when we see it in our lives. I read Derek Prince's book on demons, and I realized that even too much of drinking coke can be addiction. Yeah, and I was getting there. Whenever I eat, I must drink coke. If I don't drink coke, it's like, no. Maybe. Till I read Derek Prince, his book on demons, and said, hey, when did you move this? Quickly, I stopped it. I killed it. It wasn't easy. Because like, I drank coke over and over and over over every meal. So stopping it wasn't easy. But you see, knowledge, ignorance, for lack of knowledge, my people do what? Perish. I know a lecturer who drinks coffee to the point where if a lecturer is a professor, he was teaching us a pathology. If he's teaching us and there's no coffee, you sleep. Oh, I mean, it's just like, did you? We're doing pathology part one, and he has given the papers. He forgot to bring his coffee, he slept. Whilst we're doing the exams. And then you woke up and you're asleep. I'm here. You see, so some of this in Derek Prince, even Rebecca Brown's book, I got to know Rebecca Brown, even thousands of us become so addicted to phones, game, computer games. Rebecca Brown says that some of them have demonic influence. Oh yes, computer games and phones were always on them. One guy, it's almost like he's not being eating. His mother was getting disturbed because the way the guy is always was up. Facebook. At the point that he can even talk about the hand is typing. And he will make a mistake. Addiction. The point where when the phone spoils, it's like something, it is like he's sick. Hallelujah. So, reading or studying this book or this verse is giving us a deeper insight about how deep it was. And I think it has written a book. And Bishop says that he wrote this book out of the Tekken's book. No, Bishop, you never hide anything. He wrote this book out of listening to Kenneth Hagin's preaching on demons and how to deal with them. And I read the Fred Price book on naming, claiming the tickets. And I read a Bishop copied this from the Price, word to word. Open to you, brah. Hallelujah. Amen. So, studying this is going to also help us to diagnose or to see or to appreciate demonic activity in someone. So you see it in yourself and then begin to work on it. I get to the point. And then also, you also see it in someone and then you begin to give a helping hand to the person. I get to the point. One of the family meetings that one of my friends went, and then we were all there. You know, they died. One of the family members, like, so we're there to help with things, carry tables and things. And then while they were meeting, until they have to sit and then share the things. I got them, how much did we make and all that? And then the family said that, you see, Uchi, you wish for me, you wish for me, get my back. Get my back. All the person, all the people was telling themselves, for them, they like women. But he was causing the young guys around, but don't go close to a married woman's life. And apparently you see that, even because he said that, all the young guys in that part of the race like, hey, Charlie, oh, they do well. Oh, they play a lot, they have played a lot, but the ladies in the 18. So even before that, it was a pretty said that, no, we even know that Charlie, this guy is there. If you don't, if you put the skirt around this and they are far, they will run. Hello. Hello. Say, oh, sorry. But I realize that it's also, it, all these things also have what? Demonic connotations attached to it. Are you getting a point? So we need to study all these things in order to make our life better. Because the truth is that demons don't help. Their aim is not to make our life better. Bible says the thief cometh not, but to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. Isn't it? And the Bible says that this is the reason why the Son of God was made manifested, isn't it? 1 John 3:18. This is the reason why the Son of God was made manifested, that he would destroy the works of the devil. I get no. Yeah, so demonic influences in our lives don't really help us to move on as expected. They don't help us to see the glory of God very well. Demonic influence in our marital life, in our financial life. I get the point. One guy told me, he said, every time I get money, my wife will fall sick. Yeah, my wife will always fall sick when I get money. When he has not been paid salary, the wife is okay. When the money touches his hands, wherever the wife is, even if you have not seen that the wife there, the money has come, she will force it. I get my point. And all these things have what? Demonic connotations to it. So they're sending this for us to know and appreciate how demons are, how they work in people. You understand? And the final state of demonic influence on people who have been possessed by the, look at what the man was saying in the tombs, on the mountains, he left among human beings. They bound him with fetters and chains. The Bible says he broke the chains asunder, break the chains and the fetters. I get in a prayer. And he was also doing what? Cutting himself. Was destroying himself, and he was crying. There was pain. It's like I'm afflicting myself, and I'm feeling the pain, but I can't control it. I'm telling you. So we're going to go through it. You'll see a lot of demonic influences on our lives. I get your point. With regards to how people behave and all that. Are you getting the point? Now, let's go to chapter 4 and then briefly look at the activity, the commonest sign. Chapter 4. The commonest sign of demonic activity. Mark 5:5. And always night and day he was in the tomb or in the mountains and in the tombs crying. Amen. The madman of Gadara was led by demons to roam through lonely mountains and graveyards. This frightening scenario made the poor man cry constantly. You can see from this that demons love this, love to frighten their victims. Fear is a pervading sign of the presence of demons. Amen. So one of the things that also come about is demons also bring fear. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews 2:15. Let's go to Hebrews 2:15 and read something there. Hebrews 2:15. Bible says that, and deliver, okay, verse 14. For as much as then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power over death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hallelujah. So one of the things that Christ came to deal with is to make sure that no Christian lives in fear. Because the truth is that if you live in fear, it also has ripple effects on your life, on your progression as a Christian. I know Christians who don't take birth baths because of the fear of death. They think that birth baths have them inside, but before baths don't have them inside. I'm telling you, because of fear of death, they are not able to, they are not able to do certain things in their lives. Oh, hallelujah. The fear of death has made people begin to behave in a very weird way. I get it. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Let's look at what Paul said there. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, underline it, but of power and of love and of sound mind. So from this scripture, we understand that fear is a spirit, number one. And fear does not also come from God. Fear is a spirit, and fear does not also come from God. Hallelujah. Now, how will you differentiate being careful? Hallelujah. Or having the spirit of word of knowledge, the gift of word of knowledge, and fear. We are going to study all these things. You understand? Because there's a very fine line between operating in the spiritual gifts and also operating in a state of fear. You are going to board a car, and the Holy Ghost tells you, no, wait. Or you had a funny feelings. So are you being governed by fear? I get the point. Or you are being governed by the Spirit of God. And when the Holy Ghost says, wait, or don't board the car, can you also override and say, I can do all things? And you can also put the scripture. Then you must know what is called the rhema. And what? The logos. The written word and the rhema. Because the Bible says, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. So that if only say, what demon is this? I cast out every demon, every weapon formed against me in this car. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. But the Holy Ghost at that moment is saying, no, don't go the car. So know what is rhema. Hallelujah. What he has given to you at that moment, it should not make you confused with the logos. As you understand it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To learn that you are not able to even see whether you are really living in fear or really living in the spirit, or you are being led by fear, or you are being led by the spirit. Oh, I get it. And it's even worse when it comes to marriage, when you are now caught between two Christian brothers. They are all good, they are all Christian, but you can't marry all of them, and the two have proposed to you. You can marry the two. They are all prayerful. They are all gentle Christians. They are all have good characters. They are all whatever. But the two have proposed to you because people didn't know that. Why is proposed to you, isn't it? And you're a very nice girl in the church. You talk all night and all that, isn't it? And even I've even made nominations nearly. I get the point. So Odoke Chale, what do you know what I'm saying? Babike Chale, what do you know what I'm saying? These are two Christian good brothers who have come to propose to you as a Christian sister. is even worse when it's capital, isn't it? But they are good. If it is between bad and good, there is little between the good. But these are two good people. What do you do? Good and good, you are choosing between good and good. I get the point. So evil spirits lead people with fear. And one of the things that we are going to talk about is about the fact that God has not given us of fear, but of power and of love and of what? Sound mind. Now it also means that if fear leads, if you are led by the spirit of fear, power, love, and sound mind will be absent. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
If you are being led by fear, power, love, and sound mind will be absent. So the spirit of fear make power, make love, and make sound mind useless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 When I was going to start church in Yoni in 2000, but I started at Jubilee, did prayer work, all that fasting. We didn't get any place to go, so I went to Yoni to start a church. But realize that every single step of the way, the devil will come for the work. For the church work. Only went. I went there alone with Marty. He was a prison officer. He's no more in town. You understand? Only went. We go keep. I went sit alone with this guy too. And then we bring some guys inside, and they will go like that. Go. Then keep three, keep three. Then look to fight. With this thing went. And I tell you, prayer meetings. Shut up. You understand? But on the other hand, you know, what was also guiding me gently and softly was also the spirit of God. Though my beginning is small, I get the way. My latter end should greatly increase. So there was fear, not just fear, but the Holy Spirit also from within him was also telling me it will work. It will work. It will work. And it was even worse when we were attacked by the Al-Qaeda in the area. If attacked by the Al-Qaeda, they would want to mention, isn't it? Yes. They would send their children from Makara to come and throw stones against us. It wasn't easy. What apostles were preaching, then the children would stand somewhere and they would throw stones on our roof. When you come up, not. I get to the point. Only work, only work, only work. By the way, today's only church is sitting 150. But a big church, in fact, their problem is they don't have space. If they have space, the women outgrow our main church here. I get to the point. When I went to Yankee, they say, but what are they? What are they? Not in the same way. Well, that's what you see at Al-Qaeda setting once. It wasn't easy. After I come to preach and bring my prophet inside, then the seniors Al-Qaeda will send the little ones to come and spy the church. Whether their members have come to our church. So now I will develop a strategy. I don't dress like this, I dress with my cap on. Then I will do as if I'm teaching them mathematics in class. When you come, I have a chalk and I'm writing on the board as if I'm teaching them extra classes. Oh, boy, yeah, sorry. Check, what that? I'll go to the home. I'll go and I have to visit them. But if I visit them as an honorary person, they will catch me. And they will question them, who is this guy who is coming here every day? My name was Farouk, so it was cool. but I can't have to dress only my jarabia. So I will go there and then wear my cap and then my long jarabia.
Assalamu
alaikum. I don't go to Bible. The Bible is inside here.
Walk in Bible.
How do you carry Bible? They want to bring the cover. I don't carry Bible. Bible is inside here. So when I go to their houses, nah. And I'll call them out. And there's a mango tree somewhere around their houses. And then we talk and talk and talk. Having told them the plan they should do when they go to the mosque, they should be overseas. Because your brother will be fuller, no more, have a poor. And today they didn't pray, they didn't have any alawala, obviously, alawala. I'm not done at Bush, I'm not going to the mosque. But you see, they're going fuller. And then most of them are men. A woman, you don't go to the stand. Well, I suppose maybe you have a man's on that, but if you're a man, you also bleed, so why are they going to check mosque? I get it, that point. So, as they go there, I tell them, ask them, Allah, then in their head, they're also praying. So we all go there, by their head, they are praying different things. Hallelujah. But will it work? Today, Yendi is building a cathedral in Yendi. You understand? They have a school, they have built a store building, the same lighthouse. Apart from that, there are about 6 branches in Yendi. What am I trying to say? Fear can make you lose power. But what is it? For God has done given the spirit of fear, but of what? Power. So when fear is leading you, there won't be power to do anything. You won't have power to do anything. You won't even have power, the courage even to pray. Because of so much fear, you won't have power even to pray. For the sick, you are afraid. What if it doesn't work? What if the sinner doesn't go? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And anytime I spread the fear, I do the opposite. Pray, come. I lay my hands and pray. After he said, go and preach, number one, heal the sick, isn't it? He said, preach, heal the sick, cast out devils. So my duty is to do. God will bring the results. And I will say that everywhere they go, God confirms his word with signs and wonders. So you is to do, and God is to do what? Confirm it. That's all. Are you getting the point? So don't allow fear to govern you, because fear will take away power from you. Power to do anything. The devil will take fear to kill the power of God inside your life, even as a Christian. As a Christian, the power to do anything for God, the power, the courage to do anything for God, fear will kill it. You see, fear is a dangerous demon. Fear is a dangerous demon you must always deal with. Fear, the spirit of fear. See, God has not given us the spirit of fear. So fear is a spirit, it doesn't come from God. In fact, fear is the opposite of faith. When faith comes, fear goes away. When fear comes, faith goes away. So fear will not make you achieve anything for God. Even for yourself. I'm telling you, because of fear, many women are not able to marry. Many women are not able to marry. What if I marry and I don't give birth? That is why many women stupidly will sleep with their man before, let them test it and become pregnant before. Because what if I marry this man and I don't give birth? So you see, fear is even making you behave stupidly.
Okay.
Yeah. One guy told Bishop Koku, when we were here, but then this church, there was no church here. He told Bishop, for me, I will not marry a man that I have not tested. test the testimony. So Bishop asked him, so are you going to test every woman, every man like that? He said, yes, I have to test it. And foolishly enough, she tested and tested and tested and tested. Do you ask her where she is? Yeah, but no, oh my God, fear, is it the fear of not giving birth? The fear of, you see, so even fear will make not to be holy, because like, holiness is foolishness. It's like, how can I be a woman and be a virgin and be holy?
Preacher.
In this morning, Ghana, this morning world. I'm telling you, so fear will even take the power to remain holy. It will kill that power. And then you begin to compromise because the fear has filled your heart so much. No, my minimum is answer. My minimum is let me get her pregnant before. Let's get her pregnant before. What if I marry and her thing is too small? And many women have fallen into that demonic trap of fear. I get the point. And so all of that, men have slept with them. They have come so something else. And because they have tasted several witnesses, I get the point. Even when they marry, they have. And then small more, because they are used to several penis. Several penis have entered. So with one penis, they are like, how can I stay with one penis? I have to have several of them. Different sizes and different lengths. And it's a demonic thinking, it's a demonic attitude, and it's a demonic behavior that makes Christians behave like that because of the spirit of fear. Fear, what if I don't give birth? What if he dies? What if he doesn't work? So even fear makes people not to prosper. Because even as I'm going to start a business, what if it doesn't work? What if it works? No, what if it works? Why do you dwell so much on the positive? No, my business with the book, the power of positive thinking. The power of what? Positive thinking. You say, what if it works? You are saying, what if it works? Okay, what about what if it works? Why don't you rather dwell on the positive? What if it works? What if I pass? What if I do well? Marry this man. He has no future. What if it works? Now there are also some people who didn't have future man, isn't it? But somewhere, somehow, they rose and became great in life. You have seen Abraham, who at the age of 75 was still staying in his father's house. No job. Poor. Useless. And God said, Abraham said yes. No, but it was not Abraham. Abraham said yes. He said, come from father's house. And go to the land where I'm going to show you. So the man was so young. At the age of 75, the man was still staying with his father. Can you imagine? Why would I? And then we didn't know what we wanted to invent it. So that was of use. 75 years. Nothing to boast of. Just begin to follow God. Follow God. Bible says in Genesis 23, it says, and Abraham was blessed in all things. By chapter 12, he was blessed. But as he began to follow God, hallelujah. Bible says he was blessed in all things. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Don't let fear enter, because fear is a demon. Fear will always cause you not to have power. career. Number two, fear will also take away sound mind. Sound mind. Fear will take away sound mind. Sound mind. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Power of love and what? Sound mind. So fear will take away power, your power, the drive, the energy, the courage. That's what man God made Joshua. He said, look, don't be afraid. Only be courageous. Don't be out of fear. If you allow fear to lead you, Joshua, you won't go anywhere. He said, don't be afraid. Out of fear, take it away. Take it away. And be courageous. Because if fear leads, you can be courageous, isn't it? Yeah, you can be. But fear will make you become one. Fear will make you to be a coward person. You can't be brave and be bold because you are afraid. Fear. I was afraid and I hate the talent. I was afraid and I hate the talent. Fear will make people tend to become. Job said what? What I was afraid has come upon me. What I was afraid. I was afraid so much that my son would die one day. And because of his fear, he saw it. When we come to build this church, me and Richard, we'll live with. Look at you, nice people, smart people, sitting here. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. One or two. We'll do present. I'll do the present when I'll preach and we'll take off and then look at our face and then we'll do this. Me and Richard. But I have only 5 chairs or so. 5 chairs. Nothing. No speaker. No amp. Nothing. Everything you see here, we got it. We got ourselves. There was nothing. All we have was the building and our 10 chairs. Amen. Fear will also take away what? Sound mind. Hallelujah. You have to be aware of the fact that when fear comes, you don't think straight. Fear will make you not think straight. Fear will make you suspect your husband. You will suspect. It will always bring suspicion. Your ability to think straight is taken away because of fear. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you. And if you are not thinking right, or you don't have a sound mind, you can't also prosper. Oh, hallelujah. You can't prosper. Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he. So fear cripples your ability to have sound mind. You can't make a concrete, you can't make a concrete decision because you are so much afraid. What if I marry him and then after this I was, you marry him, you will marry his hometown woman. Affirmed. When you take your wife home, you will ask you ask the man. Your wife. Your wife, that is his salt. That means the literal it means what? Afebi, is he an Afebi? And because of this mind, you know, it doesn't even make you think. Like when you are among them, when you are not even comfortable, that you are thinking back. Even when you are among the good people, because of your experience with the past, you are not able to trust. It's like, hey, I've got these people picking up low. So it even takes and what your ability you to think right. Sound mind. When you get to such people, you become presumptuous on people.
Are you getting a point? Are you getting a point?
Yeah. You need to be very careful. The third thing that fear will destroy or fear will attack in your life is love. Love is destroyed by fear. Love is destroyed by fear. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Can you imagine? 1 John 4:18. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So the one who's made perfect in love has no fear. I get to the point. You should be ruled by fear. When there is fear, it means that your love is personal. Fear destroys love. It manifests itself in suspicion and uncertainty. Hallelujah. If my church members are suspicious of me, they do not love me. If they constantly suspect me of evil, they do not love me. Fear destroys love. And that is why perfect love casts out fear. So if your love is made perfect, it will cast out fear. Don't be afraid of your husband. Don't be afraid of your wife. A fearful partner always destroys the husband and wife relationship. Fear and insecurities. Can you imagine? Fear and what? Insecurities in one partner can lead to a total breakdown of marriage. Fear leads to suspicion, accusation, and counter-accusation. The home is turned into a courtroom, where the first accused has to constantly defend and explain every move. It is not easy to be in the accused person's box. And when you make a call, they will suspect you. Who did you call?
Then explain. You have to explain.
Oh, am I? Over here, what's your hand?
You went to work, you came home late. Now, I don't know where you have been. Brent, if I tried it, I don't mind.
So, fear will make the house a courtroom. The husband must always defend himself. So, if you make the husband also to devise a ways and means to stay in the courtroom with the high judge, the judge there, because there's a judge. But there's a we have to call him a court, the dad court, our big chief.
Tukuba.
Sorry? Atukuba. As I'm going, we are going to meet Atukuba. So must also divide. So you see, so it didn't make the men their lies. You understand? It will make your husband aware because it's like that. There's so much fear that you just every single move that the husband make, he must explain. Every single move must be explained. Love has been destroyed by fear. Because you have so much suspicions, so much accusations. Sometimes I've seen wives who, even some husbands, they put their wife on and they go to, and then they write their names. They ask, after that they say, I'm telling you, the lady will write the names of all the women. Not the names. And then, just, you see, as nothing has happened. Oh, promise madam, and I need oh, yeah, madam. La, 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 la. After the husband has gone home, then we call. I have pleaded out, okay. yellow tooth of red papers. Hello. Paper chop, paper roll. And the wife will bless every single woman. Prostitute, do you come? Maybe you come? Mesra, before. Hey!
Preacher!
My old church member's boyfriend, can you imagine? Church member, one more thing. I'm worried, no. Then I'm done, I'm hopefully free.
She's so.
I spoke and spoke and spoke. I don't know what the guy has done to this, my church member. One day, the guy took her phone and went to the numbers and then saw mine, in addition to others, and then called me. Hey, Reverend, you are Reverend, man. I'll disgrace you. I'll go to Facebook. I'll put a bishop. That's me, my girl, my girlfriend. Yes, I know you. I know you are Reverend Francis Owusu. I know you. In your head, oh!
Okay.
I said, who is this? I was. And then she mentioned the girl's name. Said, oh, Master, and I'll cut it on. I said, but then we're doing outreach Saturday morning. I stood, the people there to tell why I became Master. And the girl came. When I met you, she knelt and said, no, don't worry. I leave that man to God and die. That's it. I leave him to God and die. For you to think that I'm sleeping with your girlfriend. Apparently, she has the guy had called all the guys on the plane. So all the guys were also calling the girl. So the girl had to go around apologizing. And I'm like, can you die? Won't worry you. The girl is calling, the man is calling you prostitutes. You're not worried him. And he's calling you prostitute. That's it. So, are you going to marry this guy? My whole church member. With that, the guy's family came. I said, that's a man of you. He has caused the problem. So if you have any issue, go and sort him out. I'm a man here. I'll leave him to go and to die. That's all. And don't disturb my peace. They came, they were calling public who came, the girl mother came. Oh, you see, how you spoke, no, it's like that. I know. It's like I've killed the guy, but he has not guessed me. I will disgrace you. I'll go to Facebook. I'll call your bishop. I'll go to FM. I get my point. You see, and when I careful, it will also begin to change the way you even handle the church members. It almost affected me. Look, I became so some way towards girls in the church. I can say, yeah, because I and they come, they're also like, you see, they're all the same nice like that. You see their hair, beautiful boy. You don't know what they do. It affected the way I was with them. Because I couldn't say, So it's bad to call a sheep and say hello. I stopped at the point. I stopped calling them. I stopped being texting them. I'm telling you something. I get the point. And because of these things, when we began this church, when the first timers come, I have to text them hello. I love you so much for coming to our church. I believe your step was ordered by the Lord, and I love you so for coming to church. Some of the girls were, oh, fine. Then the women responded. Some of the girls, hey, how they do the thing? So after I check the way I say, I love you. Because the reply I was getting after the text, no, was like, hey, you understand? But I'm going to say all this for you to understand that fear has torment. Are you getting the point? Fear has torment, and fear will always replace sound mind. Fear will always replace power. Fear will always replace love. You'll be able to love, you'll be able to have sound mind, you'll be able to have power. Power to do things for God. Power, courage to do things for yourself, even your future. Because you are so full of fear. What if it doesn't work? What if I fail? What if I'm bounced? What if I don't succeed? What if you succeed? That is why even some of the men can only propose. Because of their bounce, they'll bounce you. Do you know how much I was bounced? I was bounced. I can't even count. I lost count of bounce. But I didn't allow that thing to leave me. There are enough fish in the sea. So if red fish doesn't like tilapia, balade, salmon, because one guy, one of my friends, is now a doctor in the because some of us were bound, so he was so afraid. So you see, at the point there, you will be know that it's pride. Or is it new fear? You know that is pride or is new fear? Because like, this is it really fear or is pride? So if you are bouncing, so what? Are you jumping to bounce? Are you doing this like, no matter who can understand or is open, who are you? You see, no, so what is that mind? If we try, that's what we're telling. You see, no, sometimes they are putting us so bad. You see, Christian guys don't know that. You understand? Sometimes they approach is bad. You understand? But sometimes you, it's pride, because of pride, you don't want to go and they will bounce you. So you are, and then you are burning. And then you won't marry. You see? So, what I did was that day, I have to go and tell the girls, look, you know, this guy lost. Look, the girls who have fallen in love already, but they all have broke. The girl was afraid.
Hey, Matthew.
The girl was afraid. You know, so we have to work this out for them. And then the guy said it. Oh, the girl is a good play about it. I'm going to pray. Don't pray, we are praying already. And then so they are happy married, they went to UK, stayed there for some time, came to build their house, and they are doing so well in that. I get to the point. Yeah, because of fear, Christian men are not even able to propose. They say nice people because I fear will lead them to challenge them to the top of their neck. You see it? So please, don't let fear lead you. Don't let fear guide you. I get nothing. You see, I'm not always saying that just walk and propose in my heart. You can also walk on that line, isn't it? When you see Adam, challenge. Let me grab it. When you see my owner, So one person who succeeded in proposing about 3 girls. But you're not normal. You see, you're not normal.
God bless you.
So please, don't also go and be proposing by heart. Even if we are not due, but we are going to propose. I say we are not due, but my rule is that if you are in excess, that's the rule. And mama, is that the rule? Mama, that's the rule. If you are in excess, isn't it? You are not qualified to propose to any woman. No, even, no, I think it's go beyond that. You must have a good job, have your bed, a good job and a bed. That means you are sure they forget. Yes. Yes. Otherwise, we can also be working in a certain kind of boldness. And then we think that we are doing something good, but we'll be doing something bad. I get in the point. So please, let's be very careful about the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. Now, all what I'm going to say is that don't allow fear to lead you. This year, 2015, one of the spirits that we are going to deal with in us to fast and pray is the spirit of fear. Time is not enough. I've spoken a lot about this for you to see the effects of fear, even on the men of God of the Bible. You understand? The spirit of fear led Elijah to get his own ministry. Fear. Insecurity. It made Elijah a man who can call fire from God. Because the woman spoke. Jezebel spoke. He told God to kill me. I'm the only prophet left. He didn't even know that God has even reserved 7,000 prophets. He was the only one, so he went to God and was talking things that he didn't even know of. God said, no, you're the only one. There are 7,000 men of God who have not yet bowed their knees to Baal. Don't think you're alone. But you see, it was fear which pushed Elijah to be saying things like that. A man who called out fire was so much full of fear, such that his ministry ended. But the day he mentioned that God told him, go and call Elisha and then anoint him in your office and go and die. Fear can cut your life short. Fear will kill your potentials. The potentials in you, fear will kill it. That's why you must be careful of people you hear to, you listen to. Jesus said, be careful of what you hear. Be careful of what you hear. Some version says, be careful of what and how you hear it. Because how we hear it will also have an effect. Can Jesus say, be careful of what you hear? That is why when the man came to Jesus, telling, let's go home and kill my son. Whilst they were talking, Jesus and man was talking. And then a messenger came from home and then tapped the man from the back. Don't bother, your son is there. And then Jesus heard it. Bible said, immediately, Jesus said, don't be afraid. Because the man came to minister with fear, and fear was going to displace faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. So the man was talking to Jesus, full of faith, and then he came and tapped people behind. Don't bother, your son is dead. Faith was going away and fear was coming. And then Jesus almost says, immediately, he turned and told him, don't be afraid, only believe. Don't be afraid, only believe. Because if the man had allowed that fear, that injection to enter, that would be the end of his son or his servant. Don't be afraid, only believe. Fear made Peter to sink. Bible says when he saw Jesus said, if it is you, bid me to come. And then Jesus said, come. Peter began to walk on the waters. Why? Bible says, and then he got his eyes on the storms. Bible says, and he became afraid. Fear entered. faith began to exit, when faith was exiting, fear was entering, he began to sink. Fear will make you sink. There's no time. Fear will make you sink. Fear will make you to end your life. Fear will make you look. People even take their lives and they kill their lives because of fear. They allow fear to minister and then they go into depression. And then they don't accomplish after all what? It's over. So be careful of what you hear. Who are you listening to? When the spies came, they brought 10 evil reports. And they ministered fear unto all the people of the church. They began to murmur against God and against Moses. And only to Caleb and Joshua said, no, we are well able to overcome. To them, they were like grasshoppers before them. But Joshua and Caleb said, no, we are well able. Fear. This year, we are conquering you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One of the spirits we are going to deal with is fear in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to let down our feet. We are going to pray for courage, courageousness. We want to walk in boldness. The Bible says, for God has